nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
A late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Money Talks. Although I hit the fade button.
It's just going and going.
It's just going and going.
Change the batteries in that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she says she upgraded it, right?
I think that's the upgrade.
I think that part of the upgrade did not take. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Troy Harmon, who's got too many designations to even
it's worry. Only two.
Alphabet
only
soup.
Two.
That's right. He's a chartered financial analyst, or CFA, and then a certified valuation analyst.
There we go.
CVA. And then there's you.
There's me.
KC Smith.
I got initials in the first part of my name.
He's got before and after.
That's right.
So you're a certified financial planner.
I am.
Got an MBA. You're a smart guy. Do you have any other designations?
That's out for debate. Yeah. No, not at the moment. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure your wife wouldn't call you smart.
Yeah. Whose does?
Yeah, that's right.
She calls me smart, but it ends with an expletive. Too.
Yeah. Join the club, my
friend.
Can't
imagine why.
Join the club.
Sure you don't deserve that.
No. Okay, so
any of us
interesting week, right?
Yeah, it has been interesting. Market's up 52 basis points, 0.52%, led by materials, financials, and energy, healthcare, utilities, all of which are above the average. Utilities up 1.11%, materials up 1.83%, financials 1.4%. Looks like we're still kind of locked in on the thought that we're going to have a rate increase in December.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. We had quite a bit of information out this week. If you look, just to go ahead and finish covering the S&P 500 returns year to date, market's up 4.87%. Coming into the year, we talked about somewhere between 6 and 8%. We still believe that that's probably a reasonable target, given that we very well could have a higher interest rate come December. Energy for the year leads 16.08%. Utilities are in second, 11.45%. It's been a great year for dividend-paying stocks. And that's still, you know, when we see this potential for rate increases, we do see some of those companies getting pressured lower. But information technologies actually had a real good year as well, 10.68% on the year. The basement is occupied by our loan negative. Healthcare, which is down 2.37% on the year. We are in the middle of earnings season. We're about 100 stocks in on the S&P 500, and these statistics are all related to that. Sales growth, 2.67%, which is actually not too bad for sales. Earnings growth is up 4.27%. We're finally, you know, this earnings season got kind of stumbled off, showing all kind of negatives to begin with. But now we're showing overall a positive 4.27% in earnings growth. Energy still looks pretty ugly. Sales growth negative 23.81% relative to a year ago.
Yeah, the growth in earnings and energy looks pretty abysmal. But if you look at the surprise,
right, it's doing exactly
that explains the returns in that sector, I guess, for the
year. And it's most of that's been recent. You know, the rebound in energy. Energy earnings growth, negative 42.7%, but the earnings surprise, as you said, KC, 27.1%. So while it's ugly, it's not as ugly as we expected, basically.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest bright spot there, the earnings surprise out of financials is positive almost 12%, and their earnings growth in financials relative to this third quarter of 2015 is a positive 10.6%. Healthcare is up 12.5%, which makes you wonder what in the world's going on in healthcare. Why are our investors selling that off so hard? I really believe that's an expectation of more regulation in the space. Probably continue to squeeze. Dr. Gene used to talk about this all the time. Yeah, it's going to be great in healthcare for a while when they force people onto the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Next step. Once they get everybody on insurance, then they're going to start squeezing it and squeeze all the profit out. And I think that's really what's anticipated.
Well, and the premiums are as expected, going through the roof. I mean, I think they said in Georgia, somewhere around a 20% increase, which is actually well below the national average for premium increases. Some states are getting hit with, you know, 50, 60% in increases, and that's just not sustainable. It's going to cause the people that they need to get in the pool to remain out of the pool.
Yeah, some people might opt to pay the fine.
Well, yeah, you'd be better off paying the fine.
Just not being on insurance, yeah. Well, that has to be what it is, because obviously health insurers are in the middle of that healthcare sector, and you wouldn't expect that higher prices was going to be a negative for those guys. Got a lot of information out of the economy this week. Retail sales grew at 0.6%, which was the first gain of material size since June. Auto sales were not the big contributor. Non-auto sales grew better than expected at 0.5%. If you take gasoline out of the mix and just use the core sales, we had 0.3% gain. Pretty good news for our retail information. Producer price index, which is an inflation measure for the inputs to goods that producers are creating, it came in a touch hotter than we anticipated last month. 30% of the increase was attributed to higher gasoline prices. So, you know, that's kind of one of those that we all back off and expect was going to be volatile anyway.
And excluding food and energy, you're looking at an increase of just 0.3%,
right,
which is, I guess, an increase from August, but still not exactly.
It's not
booming.
When you look at that number though on a year-over-year basis, it gets a little expensive. I know we got CPI, so Consumer Price Index, which was also up 0.3% in August, and if you look at the year-on-year number there, it's 2.2%. So our Fed uses a 2% target for inflation. They also don't use PPI or CPI. They use the PCE deflator, personal consumption expenditures deflator, which at last measurement was at 1.7 and expected to be around there when it's reported at the end of this month. So that'll be another one of those things. If you see inflation, it gives them all the cover they need to go ahead and raise interest rates. Industrial production was out this week. It rose 0.1%. Industrial production is another one of those things. I think manufacturing is probably closer tied to our GDP, but we did see 0.1% increase in September. That's following August, which had a negative 0.5% growth rate, or a decrease in the industrial production in August. University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment came out this week. Consumer expectations seem to be slipping a bit to 87.9. It lost 3.3 points. We've been seeing numbers there in the low 90s for a while, but it did definitely pull back. One of our weekly indicators we look at, the MBA mortgage applications, was actually up 0.6, and it was split. The refinance index was down 0.8%. Purchase index was up 3%, so a pretty substantial increase for purchases, especially this time of year. You wouldn't expect that to be the big thing after school gets back in.
So
you don't see a whole lot of it.
So do I care about this last debate?
Well, I really believe that if you're still undecided at this point, you have to have probably not been paying much attention. It seemed like it was a whole lot of the same old stuff. Bill, did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't watch it. Yeah, I couldn't.
I find myself, you know, normally it'd be like a car wreck. You can't turn away. This is the opposite.
It's disappointing. It's actually, there's a a huge void of leadership. The biggest thing that I thought was interesting, you know, after all was said and done, the media made a big deal out of the fact that Donald Trump wouldn't say that he would accept the decision if he lost. They never asked Hillary Clinton that. And if you ask me, you've got an individual who's the foregone conclusion is that she wins by a landslide. It's not even hardly a contest. Mm-hmm. I think I heard somebody saying it's 20 points differential between the two candidates. Now, why didn't somebody ask her that? So if the polling that you have today is not correct, and we get down to the end of the game, and Donald Trump should happen to actually win, do you accept that verdict? I never heard anybody ask it, and she didn't obviously offer an answer. So it just seems strange to me. The whole debate is just disappointing.
How does
from
it
both
affect my stocks?
I tell you what.
My gold.
The market expects
my oil.
Hillary Clinton to win. I would expect Hillary Clinton wins. And basically, if you consider what's going on, it's a continuation of the last 8 years.
Great.
It shouldn't really have a big impact to make your stocks do one thing or the other relative to what they've been doing for the last 8 years. So, obviously.
It's making me feel so much better.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill.
All right. You're listening to Money Talks. As you know, this is Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Dollar Bill Lako. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.